T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rizen. An esteemed career diplomat testified today about her abrupt and unceremonious removal from Ukraine by President Trump, who then proceeded to savage her on Twitter. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says today's second day of testimony at the House impeachment hearings was overshadowed by events outside the hearing room.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch said she believes corrupt interests in Ukraine influenced and manipulated the president into firing her, using Rudy Giuliani as their messenger. Intelligence Committee Republicans largely treated her with deference and respect, but then the president himself tweeted about Yovanovitch, saying everywhere she went turned bad, including Somalia, seeming to blame her for the civil war there. Chair Adam Schiff of Los Angeles read the presidential tweet at the hearing and asked Yovanovitch to respond.
I don't think I have such powers, not in Mogadishu, Somalia, and not in other places. I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better.
East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell was among the Democrats on the committee blasting the president for witness intimidation, saying that could be added to the impeachment charges against him. The White House says Trump was just expressing his opinion. Meanwhile, Trump campaign aide Roger Stone was found guilty on all counts of lying to Congress and obstruction, and the White House released a contradictory summary of another Trump call to Ukraine that Swalwell noted still doesn't show the president demanding Ukraine root out corruption.
Isn't it true that President Trump never mentions the word corruption?
Yes, that's true.
And as far as the foreign aid that my colleagues keep saying, well, he can't be guilty, he didn't complete the cheat. The aid went to the Ukrainians. Isn't it true that the only reason the aid, or the only time the aid went to the Ukrainians, was after the whistleblower complaint became public?
Yes, it was after the whistleblower complaint became public.
Republicans continue to attack the process. They kept referring to the proceeding as a sham and a TV performance, saying there's no evidence of some sort of sinister scheme. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Police say that two of the victims who died in that shooting in an Orinda Airbnb home on Halloween night were armed with guns. KCBS's Kerry Hudasek from the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office. Kerry?
Jeff and Patty, deputies say victims Javelin County and Raymond Hill were found dead inside the home with guns, which may have played a role in this tragedy. Contra Costa County Sheriff David Livingston says the shooting may have been gang-related because County and Hill both belonged to rival groups in Marin City and San Francisco. Now, five suspects have been arrested. LeBron Wallace, Jaquez Sweeney, Jason Eilis, and Cameron Mitchell are all being held without bail on murder and conspiracy charges. Devin Williamson, also arrested as the alleged promoter of this mansion party. He's facing accessory and conspiracy charges. Now, deputies say there could be even more arrests as they dig through all the firearm and DNA evidence. The sheriff actually gave a chilling detail earlier this afternoon, saying in all his 30 years, he's never seen a crime scene like this, calling the outcome of the shooting a bloodbath. Now, they say four guns have been found so far and that there were multiple shooters. Still trying to identify who shot those multiple rounds of gunfire that left five people dead Halloween night at the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office in Marin, or in Martinez, rather. Kerry Hudasek, KCBS.
Thank you so much, Kerry. The man who created many murals across the Bay Area, including the controversial Washington High School mural of George Washington with slaves and a dead Native American, would have turned 123 years old this week. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports from Coit Tower in San Francisco, where his grandson is calling for the mural's preservation.
Here at Coit Tower, artist Victor Arnatop, during the time of the New Deal, painted himself next to a newspaper stand with socialist communist magazines. His grandson, Pete Arnatop, says his grandfather painted things in perspective.
He'd be very happy to know that his work's still creating this controversy of people discussing, you know, and maybe possibly be trying to white it over. He'd be shocked.
The art that would be whited over is at Washington High School. Executive Director of the Coalition to Protect Public Art, John Gollinger, says the school board has rescinded a decision to destroy the mural. But, he says, installing solid panels is akin to destruction if people can't view art.
We'd love the school board to work on a true compromise, which would create more art, create education, use these murals for what they're intended, which is to generate new ideas and keep this conversation going rather than shut it down.
They are promising a 2020 ballot measure to keep the art public if the school board doesn't make that decision. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
California has a big need for IT pros, but a shortage of workers. As KCBS's Dan Mitchinson reports, a new program is being fast-tracked to fill those positions and to give state workers a big raise.
Sarah McGinn with Local 1000 says apprenticeships are
getting a lot of attention at this point in time, especially given that the cost of education is so high.
Governor Gavin Newsom's plan is to have 500,000 apprenticeships in the next decade. Right now, there are roughly 80,000 in California. You don't have to have any IT experience to apply for this program, but you do need to be a state worker. Some administrators can boost their take-home pay by up to 50%, according to McGinn.
The fields that this program is focusing on are mainframe system administration, software engineering, and application development.
She says nearly 24 people will be chosen and then go through a training course that will qualify them for a job with the state. It's a win-win for everyone.
The employer gets a skilled worker who's familiar with their environment. The person gets a wage increase and a promising occupation as they move forward in their career. So it's positive for everybody.
The application process will likely start this winter, and the program, which lasts up to 18 months, will begin in the spring. Dan Mitchinson, KCBS.
A Hillsboro real estate heiress whose family posted $35 million bail to keep her out of jail has been acquitted of killing the father of her children. After deliberating for 12 days, jurors say today that Tiffany Lee is not guilty of conspiring with her boyfriend to kill 27-year-old Keith Green in 2016. Green's body was found along a dirt road in Sonoma County nearly 2 weeks after he was last seen meeting with Lee to discuss custody of their children. San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff says while he's disappointed, he could not fault jurors with their decision.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.